If I can have your attention here in the media center, we will continue on with today's post-race media availability for the 48th annual Geico 500 in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. We're joined by today's race-winning team, including Ricky Stenhouse Jr., driver of the number 17 Fifth Third Bank Ford. We have crew chief Brian Patty. We have team owner Jack Roush and team president Steve Newmark. Ricky, we're going to start with you. This has been a long time coming for you. How sweet is this victory for you, your first win in 158 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series starts?
It doesn't get any sweeter. I look at our first 150 or so, and I can only hope that the next 150 are going to be kind of like Joey Logano's. He had 300 races. The first 150 weren't great. The next 150 were. So hopefully this is a start of that. A lot of hard work from Brian, Patty, Steve, and Jack, and everybody at the shop to continue to put race cars out there and continue to give us the resources. And, it's awesome to finally finish it off.
Brian, you brought a fast Fifth Third Ford here to Talladega Super Speedway this weekend. Just walk us through the race from your perspective, the strategy to get Ricky in position to win this race.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, Friday was a surprise to all of us how much speed it had. So, all the four teams got together this morning and talked and came up with a strategy for the first two segments. Most all our four teammates helped us out. Gain some, stage points, which is not what we've done the first seven or eight races. So that was nice to finish second. Second one got a little out of control and a little damage. Guys did a nice job fixing it up. And, yeah, the last one's just, you just hope for the best, right?
Missed the big wreck.
Yeah, it's just, get yourself in position. And thank God at the end with a green-white checkered, we were in the first two rows, and that's pretty much where you're going to win from.
Steve, this organization has had its well-documented struggles, but it seemed to have turned a corner this year. Walk us through what it means for just this organization and Ford Performance really to come through today.
Sure. I think for me personally, it's the most gratifying win since I've been at Roush, just seeing all the effort that went into it. In fact, I told Jack that in Victory Lane, and he looked at me and said, please don't kiss me. I came on board at the same time that Ricky did, and have seen the highs and lows, and just watching him mature and watching him basically have a determination that he was going to make it happen. And then you give a lot of credit to Doug Yates and Ford Performance for standing behind us during times that we weren't performing up to our own expectations. And then, of course, this year we made some changes, and Robbie Reiser, a lot of his efforts had paid off with Kevin Kidd and Tommy Wheeler taking over and really taking us to the next level. So it's just a tremendous win for the entire organization.
Jack, congratulations again on the win today. And it's been a long time since you've been able to join us in here for our post-race media availability in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. But you've never lost faith in this driver, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and you certainly haven't lost faith in this organization. Talk about how special this win is for you today.
Ricky demonstrated, of course, before he came to us and 6 or 8 years ago, that he was a champion. He'd wanted everything he'd done with his father. And, of course, he won the second year in the Xfinity Series and the third year consecutively. He won the championship. So I just needed to find the speed in the cars and get the organizational prowess to be able to do a timely development that was acceptable to NASCAR. I knew it would come together. This business ebbs and flows. It goes ups and down. I've been stock car racing for 30 years in 2016, so this is my 31st year. But I was already been racing on a national level, drag racing and road racing, for 20 years before I started with NASCAR. So I've enjoyed a lot of success, had a lot of really talented and able and dedicated people that have led us to victory. And today, with Jimmy Finnig leads the Speedway program, and Doug Yates built us great engines at the engine shop. We missed. I didn't manage to get Jimmy Finnig in the victory circle, and I think Doug had left before the race started. But we'll celebrate with him tomorrow. But it's great to be there with Ford Performance. They give us a lot of tools in our toolbox, and they give us unfettered support from their technical people with the things that they've got labs and all to do that are applied to what we're doing, and to be able to carry the banner for Ford is really special.
Okay, we'll open up the floor for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We're going to start up here on the front right with Jenna, and then we're going to go to the man in the red jacket, Mike Embry. We can get some wireless mics, please.
Jennifer, AP. Ricky, as Jack just mentioned, you'd won at every level, and then you got to the cup level, and it's been very, very difficult. What has it been like for you to struggle and also to know that things are being worked on and you just have to be patient? And as a sidebar, you missed this race 3-4 years ago, so how good does it feel to get your first win here?
Feels really good to get that first win here. I remember sitting in the bus watching this race and knowing that this is a racetrack that we've had good success at. We've ran well. Close to home, it feels awesome to get the first win here. Coming into the Cup Series, I had a lot of confidence with what we had done in the Xfinity Series. And then the first year, we had some really good runs. And, the first Kansas race, we almost won. And so I thought, we're going to get a win here pretty soon. And then I felt things kind of took a turn for the worse, and we just weren't performing as well as we started the season. And, it just was a big, big struggle. I think you go through that so long that you almost lose all your confidence. We would have good runs here and there that would kind of boost those confidence back up and get everybody kind of energized again, and then we would kind of lose it. So, what we did last year, I thought was we started the season fairly good. We fell off in the middle part of the season, but we came back, and our last handful of races, we had fast cars. And so I believed in the direction that we were going. The off season, the whole attitude at our shop changed, and the people in each department were putting in more hours and, working harder to make sure we started the season as best we could. I do think that we started a little stronger than we thought we would, but then we've also continued to make gains and continued to up our performance. So there's still things to clean up. There's still things to get a lot better at, but, man, it feels awesome to, have everybody at Rush Fenway stand behind us, fifth, third, fast and all. Sonny D, they've stood behind us throughout our Cup career, and it takes a lot from everybody.
Is your confidence back?
My confidence has been really high all year. We got crashed at Daytona, and you just kind of write that off. It's Daytona or a super speedway. We went to Atlanta, qualified well, ran up to second. Made a mistake at the end that cost us the top five finish, I felt like. So I felt like we had the speed there. We know what racetracks we need to work on. I think Kansas will be a good test for us. I feel like the older, worn-out racetracks that we have on our schedule are really good for us. We're continuing to strive to make our cars better, and I feel confident that guys back at the shop, Brian and everyone. There's not many teams that pay attention to the details, I feel like, that the 17 team does.
Okay, we're going to go to the middle of the mic.
Mike Embry, USA Today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you have a chance during that last caution to sort of plan what you might try to do, or was the ultimate pass just a matter of sort of instinct?
I feel like at these races, if you come up with a plan, you generally have to abort from it pretty quick. So, I'd never been in that position, and I didn't know what I needed to do. I knew that I had a good pusher with Jimmy behind me. We had pushed him the restart before, so I was hoping he was going to return the favor, and he did. It was a bummer to not have any Ford Performance teammates up there. But I knew our car was fast enough that, we still led lines all day and was really fast and could bring a line up through the field. So I knew that if I could get to the quarter panel of the 18 that, I could side draft him enough. And I felt like our car was as good on the bottom as it was on the top. And with Jimmy pushing me, pushed me out front. I thought I was clear one time and tried to go up and block the 18, but I wasn't quite clear. We were really close a few times. And, you know, man, I was looking in my mirror. My spotter was telling me everywhere to go. And there at the end, you know, I felt like I was needing to block the one, but the 18 was coming. And, you know, so I was kind of back and forth, didn't know which one to pick. And, you know, my spotter told me to pick the top, block the 18, and it all paid off. But we didn't really have a plan. I learned a lot in the first stage when we were leading those, you know, 10 or 11 laps there with Brad behind me, watching what he was doing to keep us out front. I was kind of just following where he was going. So I kind of learned a lot right there as well.
We're going to go to your right to David.
Ricky, you're the first driver from Mississippi to win a race since 1988, I believe. What does that mean to be able to bring win back to your home state?
It's awesome. I love my home state. You know, I got a lot of supporters there. And I was just in the state capitol, you know, about a month ago. And it was cool to go there. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are proud to be from Mississippi, and I'm one of them. So to bring a win back to the state is really cool.
We're going to go up next to Lee Spencer in the press box.
Congratulations, gentlemen. Ricky, you talked about having a co-pilot there on that last lap. Can you talk about how your life has changed since Brian's been gone?
Yeah, I think, you know, I lost one of my best friends, Brian Clausen, last year in August. And we had a lot of good plans that we were wanting to, you know, have together. And they didn't work out. But, you know, the support of his family, the support of dirt track fans all across the country, of myself and of Brian and his family, has been really cool to see. You know, it's been a while now, and the support and the everybody remembering Brian has not gone down at all. It's continued, and that's just a legacy I feel like Brian left upon all of us. So, you know, he was an organ donor that we didn't know about, and you know, I haven't got to meet Dan, who has Brian's heart. His family did a couple weeks ago. And, you know, it's cool to see Brian still helping people after he passed away. So I look forward to meeting people that Brian helped along the way. And I signed up to be a donor right after that. So if anybody's looking into it, Driven to Save Lives is a campaign in honor of Brian Clausen this year. They're doing a lot of great work. So it was cool to finally park it in Victory Lane, like Brian always said. And I can't wait to call his dad and his fiancée, Lauren, when we're done.
And for Jack, when have you seen a cooperation like that between the Fords? It seemed that they really worked well together. And, you know, overall, it's paid off for Ford performance this year.
Was that for me?
Yeah.
You have to excuse me. I don't have my hearing aid. Speak up, Lee.
All right, Jack, I'll pretend you're Reed and you know, use the same tack. But anyway, the spirit of cooperation among the Fords, it seems it's really paid off in 2017.
Ford has got a technical center that applies cement on the teams. And, of course, their management group spends time moving from team to team, reminding us that it's one Ford and that we should be at our other Ford teammates as being closer to us than the rest of the field, and it's easier for me to do that because I've been a Ford guy since 1964. But it's you know, for the people that have come more recently, it's probably a little harder sell sometimes. But we've got a lot of speed with our Fords, and the Ford technical group I think is at the top of their game right now. And we've got good fast cars and good fast engines, and it's a matter of us to execute correctly on the racetrack, keep it on the black stuff, and get our share of victories.
Okay, we're going to come downstairs here to Al, and then to this young lady in the front.
Yeah, Ricky, Al Muskie from East Alabama Sports Today. How do you characterize this reputation that you're kind of getting here this weekend? You snatched a pole from you-know-who yesterday on the last run of qualifying, and then you snatched the win today in basically overtime and the last lap. I think you said something yesterday about hoping that those that other guy's fans would let you win the race today. It just kind of turned out neat that you're snatching wins from people.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yesterday was all about the team, the car, the engine. You know, I was able to go out and drive it, and that's what got us the pole. I was messing with Junior before the race and told him that I was a little nervous going out on the boulevard last night after taking that pole away from him. But I think I gained a lot of fans taking a win away from the 18. I'm just guessing. So, but no, all in all, it's man, it was a huge day for us, huge weekend.
We'll go right here to the front.
Hi, Ricky. Simone Eli with CBS 42 here in Birmingham. For everyone that saw you in Victory Lane, you know, with Danica, I know that's your girlfriend for, you know, NASCAR, that's another driver. What was that feeling like today?
It was special. You know, the pulling into Victory Lane and seeing Jack and Danica standing there together, they're the same height. No, it was super special. You know, she supports me. Through anything I need to do, whether it's spend more time at the shop, she's, you know, whether it's we need to fly somewhere a little bit later because I need to spend a little more time with the guys at the shop, or I want to go to dirt races or things like that. She's been so supportive, and knows how hard that I've worked, and you know, to have her there was really awesome. You know, I thought that I would get pictures with her and I, and she'd still be in her driving suit. So it worked out that she wasn't. You know, it was really special. I was definitely glad that she was there right when I pulled in.
She can go put it on.
No, fine.
We're gonna go to Bob, then to Jim, then to Kenny, then to Chase.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. I'm here in the middle. Did you ever think you were never going to win? And then I have a follow up.
Yeah, I mean, you get to a point. Over the last couple of years, I probably thought that. The start of this season, I had a different mindset that, you know, let's continue to build on what we learned at the end of last year, and let's try and get a win before the season's up. You know, we got races that we circle that are really good potential for us. Bristol, a lot of the short tracks right now I feel really good at. And Talladega and Daytona, but for sure Talladega, because just our average finish here has been really good. So, you know, I think we come into this weekend after qualifying, I was like, man, I just can't screw this up. We got a really fast fifth, third, fourth. So, you know, I was a little more anxious today, but, you know, this year I felt like the way our cars have performed, and the way they've driven, I felt like we could get something in Victory Lane before the season was up. I'm glad it's sooner rather than later.
And to kind of follow up on that and the questions about Danica, when you were talking to some of us a few weeks ago, there were a lot of questions about, you know, being known as Danica's boyfriend. You kind of cringed a little bit, I think, on some of those. Do you feel like, do you feel like it helps your kind of your reputation at all, or the way people view at you, and does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me. You know, we got a great relationship just like anybody else does. You know, and both of our main focus is to go out and run well and win races and do what we have to do to do that. She understands that I'm going to go to the shop a lot, and, you know, to have that support and her knowing where I'm coming from is great to have. I don't mind being known as her boyfriend. You know, she doesn't mind being known as my girlfriend. So either way, it goes either way, and you know, we couldn't be in a better place right now.
We're gonna go to your right, to Jim, then to Kenny, then to Chase, and then to Dustin.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. For one for you and one for Brian. Ricky, a couple weeks ago you said that you thought playoffs might be a possibility this season because of the sustained success that your team had enjoyed this year. What's it feel like to finally to have that opportunity and qualify for the All-Star race?
Oh, yeah, the All-Star race. Forgot about that. Yeah, perfect. Man, it's
soft tires ready.
Yeah, soft tires. Man, I'm it feels really good. You know, we knew it was a possibility for both Trevor and I. If you look at the way Trevor's ran as well, real consistent. And now that's our next objective, is to have both cars in the chase. The way we're running, you don't have to win. You can get in on points, and I think we can get the six in, whether it's a win or on points. And that's going to be a main focus of our shop. But for us, it'll be nice to go out and just gather as much information throughout this year, and go out and contend for wins. We've still got a lot of work to do. We've contended for top fives and top tens for a lot of this year, and we're trying to push forward and continue to do that.
And for Brian, Ricky in the last couple weeks has talked a lot about the difference this season, being able to sustain the success once the year has started. As relative newcomer to the team, what have you found this year as being a key to the success so far?
Just focus. Focus 1 week at a time. Execute. And after checkered flag falls on a Sunday, we'll regroup on Monday and start over. Just try not to get ahead of ourselves. That's just the biggest part. I mean, obviously, we got better people in better spots, and cars are faster. Helps tremendously. So, yeah, he drives his tail off. I don't have to question his commitment level, so that's good. It's 110 every lap, probably 10% too much most of the time. Yeah, the year's gone good so far. We've run well at tracks that he shouldn't run well because he hates it. Martinsville being one of them. So what he likes track wise and what I like are two different things, and it's mended well. So hopefully we can continue.
Okay, we'll go next to Kenny.
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. This is for Jack. Jack, it's been a while since one of your guys have won in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. There was talk earlier this year about maybe you stepping away from the sport, and then I think that was corrected, and you said that wasn't the case. But through it all, how frustrating has it been for you, and what have you done to kind of help steer the ship and get everything turned back around?
Well, I've had a really great run with Steve Meehl and with Jimmy Finnig and with Robbie Reiser and with Harry McMullen and with Max Jones and all the great managers and technicians, mechanics, and leaders that I've had around me. On their back, I've enjoyed a lot of success, and I never doubted the fact that we would win more races. I just I didn't know if it was going to be today. But go to Talladega, regardless of how much speed you've got in your car, you've got to have luck going for you. And the stars line up to be able to be successful. But I was confident that Ricky would win a race this year. We've had some struggle with our pit crew getting the tires on and off the car, and that has been a challenge. And that's really the only question that I had, was whether the team would be able to support Ricky and his effort to win a race, and Brian and all of his detail and his preparation. But I knew that we had the right mix of people in the right places this year, and if it would gel and we would have a little bit of good fortune, that we would win races. And we'll win a race with Trevor before the year's over, unless I miss my guess. But hopefully we can get ourselves ready for this last 10 races to make a championship run. That's what I'm thinking.
Going to come down to your left here to Chase.
Chase Willem, FoxSports.com. Ricky, you've gone from competing and winning in the Ohio Speed Weeks to now competing and winning in the Cup Series. Just how important is it to you for drivers, NASCAR drivers, to keep in touch with the grassroots?
It's really important. I think Kyle does the best job of anybody. Going back and running local short track races, whether it's dirt or asphalt. Right now, I just started, a World of Outlaw team with Joey Saldana driving, and, that's a great way to give back. Larson's been doing that for quite some time now, so I'm glad to join the ranks of doing that. I think I enjoy going back and running some midget races and some sprint car races every now and then. I think it keeps you sharp. Definitely your tough track conditions and tough to go out there and compete. I think the fans, the drivers, really support you over here when you do that.
Go to Dustin and then to Kenny.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Ricky, I know you've talked about kind of the challenges since coming up to Cup in a little bit, but I'm curious about, you know, when you came in with all the success and had some of the struggles and it didn't come as you had hoped, especially from cans on, how does one kind of sustain themselves? It's one thing over a short period, but it was kind of a more of a longer period. How does, I know you talk about the confidence, but how did you kind of sustain yourself to some degree, or what were the challenges, and how did you able to pick yourself up at times?
Yeah, I feel, honestly, I feel God's not going to put you through anything you can't make it through. And I believed in all the guys that I had around me and the team that they still wanted the same thing that I wanted, and that was to get back in victory lane. To compete and to know that that we're here every weekend, like we were in the Xfinity Series. When we were in the Xfinity Series, we showed up every week, and they knew that they were going to have to beat us to win a race. And I want that feeling here. We're not there yet, but they know we're here. We're on some of them's radar screen. We're not on all of them yet. There's teams that don't look at us throughout practice yet, but they will. Richmond was is one where I thought we were really good in practice, and it paid off in the race. But I think people didn't see it coming. So, hopefully we can continue to change that trend and continue to keep on and plug away. We got to put weekends together from here on out, just making sure that we're having good Fridays, Saturdays, and turn that into a mistake-free race on Sunday.
Go back to Kenny.
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com for Ricky. Was there a situation with your father on the way to Victory Lane today?
I heard. I don't know. Somebody stole his golf cart last night, I think, for one thing. He was worried about that. I told him we'd get him another one. I don't have the full story. I'm not sure. He got escorted to Victory Lane, though.
By troopers.
I think what happened is he was trying to get down into Victory Lane, and he was taken into custody and had paid a quick visit. Whoops. to the jail cell.
Russell,
and,
what happened? All right. Honestly, somebody asked where my dad
here. I'll give you the story. He was extremely excited about his son winning today, and naturally so. He was actually perched on the back straightaway up top the Alabama Gang Super Stretch in an RV. His son wins the race. He goes down, he tries to find a way to get across the track. He tried to climb the fence, found out he couldn't. He begins running down outside of the perimeter road of turn number 3 outside the venue. He wants to go through the tunnel and get in here. Our guys saw it. Naturally, they stopped him. They asked him who he was. He said, would you get in the car? They placed him in the car, talked to him. They said, who are you? I'm Ricky Stenhouse's father. Hold on 1 second, sir. Let me call the director of security. Called our security. Our security guy said, take him to Victory Lane. And that's what happened.
My first ARCA win at Kentucky, somebody asked where my dad was. I was like, well, he's probably on the back straightaway fence. When I won at Kentucky, he climbed the fence, and I climbed the other side and met him at the top. So, I went down the back straightaway after the race was over and looked up to see if he was there, but I didn't see him.
He was evaluated and released from the legal center.
Hey, there's my dad has he's done so much for me in my career. Everything that I've learned is from him, and making sure that you have the right people around you is one of the things that he's all about. Making sure that you have people that respect you, that will do anything for you. And, he sacrificed a lot for me in my career. And everything that I know about racing, I learned from him. And I'm glad that he was able to be here in Victory Lane.
Now, Ricky, you were the 11th driver to collect their first win in their career here at Talladega Super Speedway, but the first to lift up that brand-new Vulcan trophy in Victory Lane. Could you talk about the experience of being able to enjoy that brand-new trophy?
Yeah, it's, I love trophies. I don't know how much it pays to win, but I like the trophy. To have servicemen and women all around the racetrack here at Talladega, some fans, some doing a job, talking to some that just came back from Iraq on pit road for qualifying, it's super cool to see their support of a sport that we love and that we have as a job. And, you know, they have a job to do, and they do it well. And we need to support them just as much as they support us. And to have those trophies is really cool.
That was the Freedom Trophy, the Vulcan Trophy, the big one that weighed 100 pounds.
It's an awesome trophy. I can't wait to take it home.
Good deal. Additional questions for Ricky? Ricky?
I got one.
Oh, yep. There's a couple of them.
So you're in the All-Star race now and the playoffs. What does that mean for Roush Fenway?
I mean, I think it means everything for us. I mean, it's well documented, you know, some of the transition that we've gone through in the last few years. And I think everybody recognizes there's ebb and flow in sports. And one of the things that Jack has always told us that you don't dig out of that just by happenstance. You got to put the effort into it. And, you know, a ton of credit goes to Brian and Ricky for what they've done with this team. Ricky has had ample opportunity to mail it in, yet he's at the shop at 6:30 a.m. working with the guys on occasion. And he has really taken that leadership mantle. He and Trevor both have stepped up, and that's really what's brought us back. And so, you know, I think, as I said at the beginning, this is, you know, one of the most gratifying wins that I've been involved with, and I heard that sentiment across the board from a lot of the guys here, and that'll flow through to the shop when we get back tomorrow.
Give it back to Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Judges. Steve and Jack, this is for you. What does this mean for the resurgence of Roush Fenway Racing in 2017 after a few disappointing years?
Well, it gives us fresh wind in our sail. You know, we've got over 300 victories in NASCAR. I forget what the exact number is. The number that I hold dear is that in 40 years of racing, drag racing, road racing, and NASCAR, I won over 450 national events. And it puts another chapter in that record. And that we'll celebrate with the crew and with all the engine builders and everybody else that this is their first win. You know, we'll celebrate the fact that they were there the day that Ricky won at Talladega in 2017.
Yeah, I think if you polled everyone at Roush Fenway, they still believe. They didn't feel like we went anywhere. And so I know we've heard the term resurgence a lot, but I think that we always felt like we had the right personnel, the right talent in our drivers, and there was a belief that we would get back there. And so I think this is just a kind of affirmation of the work that's been put into it. And we really do follow kind of the, you know, Jack's leadership and the principles that he's instilled in everybody. And it's been a promote from within organization. So you have a lot of people at Roush Fenway that started on the ground floor and that have worked their way up and have had, you know, ups and downs. And Ricky's probably the kind of the poster child of that. So I think that's why it makes it so enjoyable for everybody to be involved.
Additional questions? Gentlemen, I'm going to let you go continue your
Thank
celebration.
You.
Good
you.
Luck next
Thank
week
you.
In Kansas.
Awesome.
Bro.
Awesome.